Krishna.
Not really quite sure he already ate the dog food. What do I have to do now?
April.
No problem. That's Tom. I have gravy. We can't shake hands. Okay. I have gravy in my thumb.
Need to see your boobs.
I discussed it with Lisa.
Everybody else that's in here, if you're not Donna Mike, turn around.
Oh, no. No.
The girls
not fair.
Don't want to do this.
All these nice people. All these nice people did this.
All the girls want to do it.
All the girls want to do
it. All the girls want to do it.
All the girls want to do this.
All the girls want to take their tops off?
Just lift.
Lift. Flash. All right.
Turn around.
Oh, you can't expect the men to do that?
Turn around, guys.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah, hello.
There are some huge... Well, wait a minute. Hey. No. Exposed breasts, not bras.
Not exposed breasts.
Tom, you're like breasts oozing on me. What is coming off of your body?
Bounce around.
We'll do it one more time.
All right.
Oh, Lisa's participating, I know.
Now, hold on. My shirt is right there.
Oh, there's some naked boobage right over there.
There's some boobage.
Now, there you go. Oh, there's two. We have one, two. We're going to count the breasts. One, two, three, four.
Three, four.
April from Northern California. April.
One, two, three.
Three, and...
Yeah! All right, that counts.
Wow, we
very
got some
good.
Nice boobs.
That was worth the dog food.
Very nice boobs.
And I will tell you, after that wonderful job I did of eating the dog food, it is not fitting well.
Behind us.
All right, now... Everybody, you guys are from what? From all over the country?
All over.
Baltimore.
And this was something we actually had. I had no knowledge of it. No one did have any knowledge.
Why are you guys here?
Who would like to be the spokesperson?
We love you.
We have no lives.
There's the first honest answer right back there.
For this,
you have no lives.
It wouldn't have happened.
Okay, so this is all organized by RadioGodsForum.com.
And VNMShow.com.
VNMShow.com. These are the websites that you guys all have, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. When you
all
went to the kibosh on talking about it, you said, okay, we're dumping anything. We're like, well, how are we going to get the fans? What are we supposed to do?
So you've got the network, as we often say, when we're out and about now, we actually get a lot of pleasure out of talking about what we can't talk about on the air to individual fans, and I hope that's going through the pipeline.
As a matter of fact, I was the guy who called in and said that the guys at NAW should be eating dog food for what they're doing to you, and you said you can't talk about that.
And that's probably about as far as we can go right now.
But something that we can't see through the magic of the radio is the Sacramento dance either.
You can't say that word.
Kimberly, you can't say the C word.
There's really not a lot of room to do it, but I can maybe give you a little bit.
Well, now, come on. Mike, you got it.
Sacramento dance.
Let me just say, I've seen it at a much, much, much more heightened state involving nose.
Hey, the dog food is still settling in my stomach.
Nose.
Your response.
Armpits.
Yes.
Anus.
How you doing, Tom?
Anus.
Don't touch the microphone. Tom little party here.
Tom
crashed our little party.
What's that, April?
Shocker. Tom crashed the party. All right, well, listen, one at a time, why don't you guys step up and tell us where you're from?
And if you want to say hi to somebody, this is your opportunity. We figured if you came out here on your own, we're going to let you say who, you know.
This is Jameson, Joe from New York, a former WNW listener, but I still feel always listening. Hey, Mike, I've been to this VIP club. Could you sign that for me?
Oh, the VIP club, my place down in Fort Myers.
Yeah. And incidentally, FU to WTLQ in Fort Myers. They don't air your show anymore, or I, Mr. Liddy. They're now Latino Caliente, papi.
Oh, we're not on in Fort Myers anymore?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
Just when I went down to vacation. All right, next.
All right, who's next?
Hey, next? Step up.
Who's next?
Step up. Hi, my name's Melissa Petty, and I'm from upstate New York.
Yay.
Where is upstate New York?
Rome.
Rome, New York.
Rome, New York.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
It was nice seeing your breasts.
My boyfriend's going to love that.
What do you have in your bag?
Yay. Bobo Fett from...
What is it?
Right here in Virginia.
Hold on. It's your
Amco site.
Sorry.
I'm talking all over you.
Yeah, I was still talking to Liddy with a large breath. Give me just a second there. Into the microphone, ma'am. What is in your bag there? What is?
I have gifts for you guys.
Oh, you do?
Oh, gifts.
And you have, like, silver nail polish, too, which is kind of cool looking. All right. What do you have there?
Well, for both of you.
Yeah, right into the microphone, please.
For the both of you, I got the places you'll go. By Dr. Seuss.
Well, by Dr. Seuss.
My kids will love it.
Thank you.
Bonnet.
I have irrefutable proof that you and John Gotti know each other very well.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
See, that might be a nice picture of John Gotti and I together.
That is a great picture. I remember that. Great doctored photo.
So we all know that you're part of the family.
That is funny.
That I love my that. Desk.
Thank you.
And I wasn't quite sure if you liked Pedro Martinez. But
yes.
I decided to.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. It's a Pedro Martinez doll. Thank you. I will bring
Thank
that
you.
Home.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank you very much. And now, sir, I interrupted you, so you can go again. I interrupted you before. Go ahead.
DA who interrupted back. Rob from Bobo Fett on the board. I run D&M show, and I live right here in Fairfax.
All right.
He was my host through the whole weekend that I was here.
I bet he was.
Very nice to meet you.
Let me ask you something. My wife, Vicky, with an I. Mm.
Well, Bobo, was there any three-way sex?
No, Gloria. I'm not like
Gloria. Gloria.
I got a
Lots of that.
Without
All right, who's next?
I'm Jason from Greenville, South Carolina.
Wow.
Shocked.
Look at him with all the NASCAR crap he's wearing.
Gary's got it all over him.
Rob?
Yeah.
Do you still have my flag that I sent you?
Yes, I do. It's proudly hanging near my feet.
Are you the guy that sends the membership to the KKK?
Yes.
Oh, no. God damn.
I have a couple of gifts here for you.
Oh, dear. I'm getting nervous already.
Yeah.
Don?
Yes?
As you know, South Carolina, we have the mini bottle walls. So
very good.
Very good. Thank you.
Always like those little mini bottles in South Carolina.
Son may be going Clemson.
Hey, look at that. There it is.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. You love that.
And, Mike?
Yes, sir.
I'm having yours sent directly here. Didn't get any back.
Okay, what do we have?
Greenville Growl Hockey Jersey.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
ECHL champion.
Was somebody drinking when they took this picture? I'm kind of curious.
Yes,
right.
Me.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right,
very
next
nice
in line.
Meeting you. I'm Jason from Fairfax.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Thank you for coming by.
No problem. Sorry.
There's more.
Yes, sir.
I'm Mike Wagner from Burlington, Iowa, KCPS.
Burlington, Iowa?
Yeah. Isn't this amazing?
What the hell are you doing here?
No, you didn't.
I come just to see the World Broadcast Center. And
God, I'm glad we let these people come in today. This is good.
He had no idea we were doing this. He just happened to visit, he says.
And now you can listen.
On vacation.
Fantastic.
Very nice meeting you. Thank you for coming by.
Hey, next.
All right, who's next?
Next in line.
Step up.
Step right up. Hi there.
How you doing? I'm Mike. I'm out of Baltimore. Listen on JFK Jr.
Thank you. Very good. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Thank you, my friend.
Hello.
I am Jen from Toothless Fairfax.
Very good. Thanks for coming by.
Me too.
I'm not Barton. I just want to know, can I say that?
Oh.
To infinity and beyond.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
And you are?
For all intents and purposes, I'm John Doe because I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, something's awful work.
Shocker.
And I guess we can't say the stations you listen on because that might give it away, huh?
No, I listen on WJFK.
Okay,
I live
very good.
10 minutes away.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming by today.
Let's get everybody in here.
For whatever the hell this really is.
Hello.
There we go. Mike, just for you.
Mike, I hear you're free to date again. Yes, I am. All right.
And you've seen her cams.
Yes, I've already seen her breasts.
You guys have all received my gifts already.
Man,
nobody
takes a long first date.
Come on, Eileen.
I'm Eileen. I'm from Silver Spring. I've been listening to you guys since you were here.
Oh, listen, how about come on, Eileen?
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen.
Who's next?
This is a blast from the past, this girl.
Okay.
Hi there. I'm Heidi, the impudent gutter snipe, and I was Miss Don and Mike, 1989.
Now I feel like Hugh Hefner.
You guys still look the same.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Heidi.
I'd like to give a shout out to Perry Noid.
Yeah.
Should have been here, dude.
You won the duct tape in the room.
All right, thank you. Now, how about
you?
This guy on the Dynamite workout plan?
All right, very good.
Come on,
honeybee.
We can bring this guy.
Hello there. Hi there, sir.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Greg. I am a charter member of the Big Man's Club.
Very good.
Yeah.
As gift, I can flash for you if you
want. No. Oh, no. Well.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
All right, go ahead. Let's see those. Let's see those man teeth. There you go. Fantastic.
They're a little weaker than they used to be. I have lost about 154 pounds.
Congratulations. Way to go, man.
Good job.
Congratulations.
And I'm from beautiful East Berlin, Pennsylvania, which is just about 15 minutes from York. I usually listen on WOYK on delay.
Uh-huh.
I'm not real happy about it.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
But...
You get him.
At least I get you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
All right, what about...
Chile.
Who's this gal right here? Oh, that's April. Hi.
Hi, I'm Nick. I was born in Connecticut, Mike.
Yes?
Not a Red Sox fan, no.
Oh.
Good for you.
Today's my first day of unemployment.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, and for those that don't know, Lisa does not photograph as well as she looks in person.
Steaming undies for Lisa.
Yeah,
very nice.
We've got a beach towel for her.
Ah, beach towel. Very good. Who's next? Then just step right up. Hello, sir. Hawaiian shirt.
My name's Jay. I'm from beautiful downtown Laurel.
Very good.
Listen on JFK. Hi, Kathy. Hi, guys.
There you go. All right, Jay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming by.
Anybody else wants to take a microphone? This is your chance.
We got more guys all the way in the back.
Got more people. Work your way. How you doing, Tommy? You okay?
Good.
This is Greg again. If I don't say hello to my wife, I'm toast. Hi, Kathy.
All right. Very good.
All right. How about you guys over here?
How you doing? My name's John. I came from Boston.
Very good. Yeah. All right.
Listen on... Hater rules, man. This year, 1918 World Champs, 2002 World Champs.
All right, my friend, and who else?
Oh, wait, that
hey, my name's Eric. I came all the way from Leesburg, Virginia. And this is probably going to be the coolest thing I do this summer. And
that's sad.
Very sad.
This is awesome. I've been looking for a long time. And Rob, I go to VCU.
Hey, that's a good start.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, Don.
Go Rams.
My guy from New York. He's got a picture.
Are you still good or something?
Shirley Hemphill with Sinbad, and it says, who's your daddy? Oh, my God. All right, who's next?
Yep. I'm Bill from Vienna.
Hi, Bill.
See you.
Hi there. Is that it? Can we get everybody?
One more.
And?
Oh, lanky dude.
Hi, I'm Don. I'm from right here in Fairfax, and I want to say hi to Tevin Nick. And I'm entering my 6 months of unemployment, so.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Washington, D.C. area, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on now. We have people on the telephone who say they know who you guys are. Right?
Lying.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Mike?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz, hi, especially. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I seen you guys' video on TV last night. And
what?
A half-hour interview.
What channel?
What's your talking about?
I have no idea.
Channel 595.
It was on the satellite last night.
What are you talking about?
What was that? Documentary you guys did.
Documentary?
He's drunk.
I saw a documentary. It's on you.
Here's the guy who says he knows you people.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Ken Chode from the board.
He called. He finally called.
Yay!
Yes! Yes,
now, so just like it this straight. You're all from this internet group.
Yeah.
Based on that reaction, I'm going to bet that they've all had sex with each other. Sounds like that, really. And the guy in the back's going, if he only knew, right?
I just wanted to say that for a while on the board, before she took it down, she had her picture up. And I don't know what Rob was talking about, but April's hot.
There you go. Yeah, Rob.
You know what?
Yeah, Rob.
Funny to pay a compliment.
April is hot.
She is hot. Rob is so handsome.
Well done.
I know.
All right,
I'm just playing with you, Rob.
All of you, get out of here.
Thank you, guys.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Morgan's from April.
These are all the ones I brought all the way from California, things you cannot get where you live.
Okay.
First thing is for Lisa.
This is for all the boys who love her. It's around Pismo Beach.
Ah, beach towel.
Great.
For all the boys who don't like her quite as much.
All the boys who don't like her as much.
She's more than welcome to open that at her leisure.
What is
that? And discuss them.
For all the boys that think that I'm ugly.
No.
Oh, no.
Now, who thinks you're ugly?
Nobody. What does it say?
Dark horse chocolate.
I get it. It's a joke.
Because there's boys, lots of boys that think I'm ugly and that I may resemble a horse.
No. But all the boys here, why
can't you
use a beach towel?
That is cruel. People are so cruel, aren't they? But, you know, that's what they love.
Better read this.
Well, all right, this is it.
These are for the big boys in here.
All right, this is for me and Mike and
Ron. Turn it around.
Thank you. Oh, turn around. All right, it says Arroyo Grande. 93, 93420.
Nice town, normal people.
That's a marijuana t-shirt.
No, it's my zip code.
All right.
Is that where you live?
Pismo Beach shirts. I live in an area called the Five Cities. And it's
all these gifts. This is great. It's not my birthday.
Everybody gets a Pismo Beach shirt.
I bought hats for the very large-headed people.
Visor.
These will fit.
Rob, there you go.
Hey, thank you.
Wonderful.
Well, Dad, you are wonderful.
That's something you cannot get in any other town but mine.
Okay.
Mr. Zog's Sex Wax. It's the best wax for your stick.
I'll take it.
And I got, for the drinker, the extra soft.
That was for Mike.
Wow. Sex wax.
So there you go, Rob.
This is only for Buzz.
All right, what is it?
Cosmic Kitty Cat Grass.
Hey, perfect.
Grows a mix of herbs and greens that cats love to eat.
Get your cat high.
I don't have any kids, I have cats, so.
All right. Buzz will smoke it, I'm sure.
I'll share it with
and
the cats.
And this is for you guys to look at your leisure. It's all about my town. I really wish you guys would do a show there. There's something for the Johnny Fagola in you, Mike.
Oh, really?
We have the Great American Melodrama.
Super.
We have clam digging. We have...
Clam digging.
Yes. We have the only beach in California you can drive on with an ATC motorcycle, RV, whatever you want, your own personal vehicle.
I'm there.
We have
April,
Hummer rentals.
You seem wonderful, but I'm telling you right now, there's no way we are ever coming. Pismo Beach, California.
There's no need now.
There's
no need. We've been there. We've taken the trip.
Not to my beach.
Yes, not to your beach. But it's wonderful.
Hey, get out of here now.
Thank you. You're very sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A round of applause.
April Rock. Hey, Cal Suck.
Take care, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye, guys.
Forum.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all very much. That was very nice of you. And we appreciate the support. I hope you know that.
No kidding. Jesus.
Hello.
We really
Scott
do.
Shannon.
I'm kidding. There he goes.
No more. Very nice meeting you.
Infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
Go, Bucks.
Tom, get out of here, Tom.
All right, bye, Tom. Tom. You want to sign this, April?
Yes, please. I don't. If these are you guys' keys laying around, I don't want to take them. But
very nice meeting you. God damn.
Can we get a Sharpie, Rob, down here? I think
we got one earlier.
Oh, he did. Yeah, I lost it. There we go.
There you go.
All right.
You got one?
That's my real 4-hour club card.
Oh, cool. All righty.
That's a keepsake.
Wonderful.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank you, you guys.
Want me to sign that for you, Don?
Yeah, would you please, Rob?
Of course.
I can't believe you.
What's your name, dear?
Melissa. Well,
there you go.
Thank you,
all right.
The first meeting. Now I have to fly 5 hours back and hope I don't blow up in midair.
Oh, that's okay. You won't.
April?
That's going to happen.
You are the greatest.
Have you had this? I mean, I flew over 3,000 miles. It's the least I can do. You guys have come to Reno 3 times, and I've made sure to go to the show.
Wonderful.
You are the greatest, April.
Thank you.
You're all great.
Thank you.
You are the greatest. Oh, we have pictures now. Okay, very nice.
You are the greatest.
All right.
Is this somebody's keys of you guys? I don't want to take them if somebody...
Those are my keys.
I want to make sure.
Those are my keys.
April, it's okay. Let me hide this. All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, April.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you want this back? Okay. Are you just okay? You can keep it.
How about a hug,
LaBella?
How about a hug,
April, the girl who did show up?
Yeah.
Big hug. Let's see who lets go first.
Here's the rule. You can't.
How about a hug?
Because I don't want to come between you and her in the bedroom.
Don, you let go first.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
All I know is that's a girl that called from California.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And said she was going to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed her.
You did. And I didn't. I didn't think she'd post all the way from California. And, you know, can I thank them for the type of dog food? That was not difficult for me. I ate that actually about 30 years ago.
What a very, very nice group of people.
It you know, we do appreciate it. The people that do that now are the only people that are, you know, in many times they're what keep us going doing this. And we appreciate that. We really do.
Thank you.
I'll give that site a plug, I guess.
Sure. Absolutely.
RadioGodsForum.com.
Keep up the support and, you know, follow us everywhere. That's our attitude.
Now, here's a question.
Yes.
Dare we go outside during the commercial?
Yes.
And answer their questions as we have answered questions of other people who have stopped by the station.
I think that is a wonderful idea. We will go outside and we will answer their questions.
If we do, it'll end up on this site.
Well, we don't know that. We have no idea whether that would happen or not, Doug.
All right.
Well, we have no control over that.
Let's make it happen.
Very good.
Okay, then we're going to break. And when we come back, we'll hear about... Oh, we're still got the life-saving story to go.
Absolutely, yes. As the dog food goes into my small intestine.
and you did eat a gigantic spoonful.
And lingered. You know, that wasn't the quick chew and swallow. Let it roll on the tongue. I still have little pieces of byproduct in my mouth.
Time out. Thank you, all those guys. And I think I speak for everyone. Get a life.
Get a life, but God love you, every single one of you.
Get a freaking life. Amen. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'm glad you had a great 4th of July. I just wanted to call and welcome back Buzz. I missed his sexy voice last week.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Oh, and it's great to have you back. And I also wanted to ask you, first of all, Don, I wanted to tell you I agree 100%. Exit only.
Thank you.
And number two, I wanted to see when you guys were going to come reward us with your presence in the Philadelphia area and bowl with us.
We are not going to bowl in Philadelphia.
Right.
We're going to have the return... of the Las Vegas-style show.
You are?
You're going to love it.
When?
As soon as the ratings come out.
Oh. Yeah.
I think maybe 2 weeks, something like that. Two and a half weeks.
Yep, we're going to get that, and then we're going to plan the big shindig. Stay tuned, because you will be the first to know if you listen to this radio broadcast.
Excellent, because I only live like 20 minutes from Philadelphia.
All right, honey, well, that's the site. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got something that might interest you guys. Friday, my girlfriend was surfing the internet. She was on eBay, and there was an auction with the heading, Name Our Child. So she kind of looked into it, and basically what these people are doing is auctioning off the rights to name their child, their unborn child.
That's wrong. I saw something about this.
It's a SPWAG.
That in itself is not that big a deal to me, except for the fact that it was up to $3,100 on Friday.
Yeah, did you read our conditions?
It can't be anything profane, it can't be anything sacrilegious.
And it can't be anything ethnic other than Aryan.
Can't end in Steinberg or a vowel. Other than that.
Okay. Wow. Mike, Joe, hello.
Goes crazy.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hello.
It's El Rey OX from Austin, Texas.
Pardon me?
El Rey OX from Austin, Texas.
El Rey OX, are you one of the news people?
Yeah, you bet. I'm sorry I'm not there today.
Well, your friends are all outside sweating.
And we've been in the chat room talking about the show. Everybody's keeping up with it on RadioGodsForum.com.
It's the basement of the science building.
Well, I think everybody was glad they came out today. Everybody seemed to have a good time.
We were certainly really, really surprised.
And flattered, and we really do appreciate their support.
And we especially enjoyed the chance to lecture.
Yes.
After the radio show.
Yes, give them a little insight that they may not have had before they got here.
We're able to go out and give our lecture on the state of the Don and Mike Union.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My name is Jerry. I'm calling from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
And you guys always say something about the Navy ships out there, like God bless them or anything.
God bless the Navy.
Yeah, I was on the Harry S. Truman, CVN-75.
Yeah,
we got back in. I just got out, and I heard you guys talking about the pornos or whatever that the military can't have.
Oh, remember the Pentagon would decide what magazines they could see
exactly.
And not.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you what, we've got all kinds. We get them up for
Ah, there you go. It's the secret stash in the footlocker.
Yep.
All right, we're glad to hear that our fighting men and fighting women.
And I think talking to this guy, I know our country is safe.
Have porno.
Absolutely. Watching his secret stash of porno.
All right, see you later.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
The porno is safe.
The porno.
It always will be.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to talk to Donna Mike.
You're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, guys, I love you guys, but, Don, what's going on with the voice, man? Your voice is
like I have the answer.
You're going to go see Martin Lee.
Yes, I am.
You should. Marty Lee.
I'm going back to the doctor.
Very good.
Hey.
Yeah, well, thank you for your incredible support in turning your radio down.
Hello.
And like the wind, he is gone.
I think he's gone.
When you go up to see ML, let me know, because I do have his Maneki Neko ready to go. It's like the one on my desk, but it's gold.
Good luck in everything.
Consistently beckons.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey.
This is Matt in Seattle just calling. Curious if you're ever going to get all 4 hours of the show in this town.
Now that is up to the management of KQBZ.
Yeah, we really don't control that. We have nothing to do with it. You got to, call your local station.
Call him.
Oh, yeah, he's a dumbass. I already called him.
Okay, well, if he's a dumbass, you got problems.
Clark Ryan for everybody out there.
Clark! But if you live in one of these cities where you missed the first hour of the show,
right?
A lot of times you miss what sets up the rest of the show.
Well, I know. I used to listen in the Bay Area out of Sacramento, so.
Well, it's frustrating, but, that's all we can tell you is that you got to contact the local guys because we can't control it from here as much as we'd like to.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, Don, I love you, but hey, what's the deal with your voice?
It sounds like you might have done more damage on vacation.
Do you know that I had one day on vacation where my voice sounded like this?
Right.
One day. Every other day, I swear to Christ, perfect.
Well, yeah. when ML takes a look at it, he'll get it all straightened out.
He's going to be the call that I make.
Very good.
Call to Martin Lee. Oh, he's on the phone now. Hey, Doc. Well,
you know what I think also does it? Being out in the humidity also.
Yeah, but is it better or worse since we got on the air?
Worse.
Worse.
Yeah, a little.
Right? Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. They cut his head off. I know, to sell the DNA.
Everybody's talking about the
Benny ball game.
Yeah. I know. No, he didn't really care. If it was Yaz, he would have cared.
All right.
Talk to you later, Doc. All right, bye-bye.
Doug Chow Rebay,
Martin Lee.
Bye-bye. I'm ready for your hero story.
All right, here's the story. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, you know that I've spoken about the boat that my friend John's boat that I frequent, and I've had a great time on the boat. I horribly embarrassed myself by putting my buttocks through his little hatch. We got the bill for the hatch, and it was not nearly as expensive as one caller had indicated before. And what smells in here? Is someone eating something in here?
Yeah, Rob.
What is that, Rob?
The meatloaf sandwich, Mike.
It couldn't smell.
It
smells like somebody has. I thought the dog food smelled.
It smelled better. It did.
What would be the ingredients in that meatloaf, Rob, besides just the beef?
I don't know. Carrie bought it at the Price Club.
Oh, dear. So I'm smelling preservatives, I'm guessing.
No, it's all fresh.
It's all fresh. All right, let me see if I can
recall. You know, let me just tell you.
Yes.
We were talking about Price Club and Costco and stuff over the vacation.
Right.
About how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that I met a woman who bought a piano at Price Club?
At Costco.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about, like, some rinky-dink.
Right.
She bought a Steinway piano.
A grand piano. They got a warehouse full of them.
Price Club.
That's the way it works.
That's pretty amazing.
Anyway, it's a great place.
That's pretty amazing.
And great tenderloin.
Okay, anyway.
So, getting back to what I was saying before I smelled Rob's meatloaf, I put my butt through the hatch and really horribly embarrassed myself. Now, Friday, after the holiday, my wife was going to a seminar. She's going to be doing some field hockey coaching because she was a very good field hockey player, my separated wife. And so she said, will you hang with the girls on Friday? I said, I'd love to. It'll be fun. And in the meantime, my friend John had said, if you ever want to bring your kids down on the boat. I said, well, how about Friday? He said, great. He said, there's some other people coming down with kids on the boat. Have a great time. Bring them down. And so Friday was the big day where they stay with me on Thursday night. We were going to go down to this boat and have a boat trip and go out anchor the boat out in a little creek area off the Potomac River and go swimming. And I was really excited about this for the girls. They were super psyched. It was a great day. It was fantastic. And I think there were, it's a big boat, but let me see. I think there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, like 4 or 5 adults, John, his girlfriend, me, my girls. We had a bunch of people on the boat.
Was it a child you saved?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
I think he would be, I'm not sure, maybe 13, 12, 13, 14. I'm not sure exactly how old. He was a boy. And what happened was we were sitting there and, along with the boat,
Let me know when you want the music.
We brought a jet ski out with us, too, John's jet ski. And it was just so cute because he was giving my daughters little jet ski rides, and they'd sit on the front, and they could not, I mean, they were about as excited as they get. And the father of this boy went to get gas in the jet ski and went off to a marina to get some gas for the jet ski. We were anchored, and we were in the river. Now, the river has, because of the wind, it's either the current or the wind, but occasionally the wind would blow and the current would get such where it was, even for grown men, it was kind of difficult to get back to the ladder on the side of the boat. It was getting a little dicey, even for some of the big, the big kids that were in the water. But, my daughters would jump in and they'd go to the ladder. That was the rule. You hop in, you go right to the ladder. And there were other areas where it was kind of shallow. And we're sitting there, and my daughters, I think, at that time were, one of them might have been sleeping. The other one was down below just hanging out. They have a little TV on the boat, and she was watching a movie. And we're sitting there. I am with the friend of this boy's father. And I don't remember the boy's name, but the friend says,
Lucky.
It looks like he may have, he may be having a little trouble. And he was, I'm not sure how far away from the boat, but I'm guessing maybe
a mile?
50, let's make it a mile. Let's make it 2 miles. 2 miles.
How far was he really?
He was maybe about 50 feet, 50, 60 feet from the boat. And he was swimming and said, it looks like he's having trouble. And so we both stood up, and this guy has got a knee brace on, and he was fully clothed, and I was in my bathing suit, and I had a t-shirt on. Thank you, Rob.
Right.
And we looked over and we said, it looks like he might be having trouble, and the, I think the guy's name was Rob. Rob said, are you okay? And the kid shook his head no, with his head barely above the water. Yeah. And by the second time he shook his head, I had my shirt off and I was in the water.
What are you playing?
Superman.
Superman. And faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Hey, Ben.
Look. A bird. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
I know who they are. They're laughing right now.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands.
There I am.
And who, disguised as Clark Kent,
Michael Mara,
child,
you're talking
about
this particular sound effect you're playing?
The never-ending
the glass?
Yeah.
Justice!
You caused several car accidents when you do this for my friends on the boat. So, I see this guy, and I noticed that the guy with the knee brace, he's probably not going to do real well in the water. So, I go out, and I start swimming to this kid, and I'm doing the old little butterfly stroke, and then I realize I got to do the freestyle because there's a lot of wind out there. And in the meantime, there was another dad that was in the shallow area, and he was trying to swim to this kid. I got to the kid first and grabbed the kid around the waist, and the kid was coughing up water.
Yeah.
He'd gotten a couple of mouthfuls, as it turned out. You don't know when you're looking from a distance, but when you get to him, he was in rough shape. I mean, he was in a situation where he needed somebody to go out and help him. So as soon as I get to him, I grab him around the waist and I say, hold on a second, just hold on to me, hold on to me, get calm. And then I realize, I look back at the boat and I said, this is going to be tough. He's a decent sized kid. This is going to be a little difficult. I took a couple of swimming strokes and then imagine and this is where the real rescue aspect of things come in. I just held on to the kid for a while and I took two strokes forward and then I felt this like seaweed which indicated that I'm pretty close to bottom, and I reached down, and thank God, I mean, I just said a Hail Mary because my right foot touched bottom, and I was able to stand up on my tippy toe and actually support the kid while he was, you know, I could feel his heartbeat kind of going like this, and he was a little nervous, and fortunately, I was on a bottom. This is where I said, does this count? Does it count? Because I actually felt the bottom. John shaking his head. No. Shocker that you would feel that way.
You jumped into water in which you could stand.
No. I couldn't stand until I got out to where he was. He was swimming, and then I swam a little bit, and then I felt bottom.
How far did you have to swim?
50, 60 feet, something like that. You know, he was a distance from the water. And then the last, as Rob would have said, probably we were discussing this because it was funny. We were talking about somehow discussing that I would be getting the Inquisition about this. That he said the last 20 feet, I swam to the boat with him and got him up on the boat, put him up on the boat, and he was fine. He was a little shaken up, but he was fine. And frankly, I saved a life, Don.
Wow.
That's the way. And but, you know, I mean, you could question this. You could possibly question this unless at around 12 noon.
I do.
The boy's father had called with this message for me. There you are. What does it say?
I'm not going to read it.
Really?
I'm not going to read it.
Why is that?
It's embarrassing to Mike.
You're an ass. You are an ass. Read what it says. Read what the message says. He's making it up, folks.
To Mike O'Mara from David. I won't.
Right. You don't have to mention the last name.
Call to say... My son's anus is bruised.
Stop it now. Stop that. Don't do that. I'm going to throw something at you. Stop it.
My son's anus won't stop bleeding.
Stop it.
No, nothing's free.
No. Called to say, wants to know why Mike gave him CPR.
No. Stop it. You are horrible. There it is.
Wants to know why Uncle Mike gave him CPR after he was on the boat.
Stop it.
Fully dressed.
Oh, my God.
Called to say thanks.
That was it. And it was, you know, as I said, it was not, because I think that it doesn't count 100% when you feel bottom with your feet.
I think it counts.
And I thank God I did, because it was a long way to go. I was not looking forward to swimming that distance with the kid. But the kid's doing fine, and everybody was fine. And, you know, that was my, was it one of those deals where, you know, everybody's going, my God. What an incredible rescue. No, it wasn't. As a matter of fact, you'll be happy to know the mocking bee. I believe one of the fathers said that I almost drowned him by my wake when I hit the water. That's my story. There it was. And it's amazing when you're trying to hold it up.
Yeah.
Swim and keep your beer above water. Very, very difficult to do that.
Now, where was the kid's dad?
His dad was on gassing up the jet ski at some marina somewhere.
Right.
Okay. Right. And he didn't know until, like, we were heading in before, you know, this other guy mentioned to him what had happened there. So,
dude, could I see that message again?
Yes.
I need to give him a call.
Congratulations.
What are you writing? What are you writing? You cruel man, you.
Yeah.
What are you?
He's adding to the message.
He's adding to the message.
Yeah.
Thanks is all the message said.
The message is real.
No, I'm not letting you say that. No, don't. That is very, very cruel. That is very, very, very cruel. God, you are horrible. Oh, my God.
Yes.
What is it? Bad parent. No, stop it. No, not at all. No.
A real dad.
There were tons of parents on the boat.
A real dad wouldn't have needed Super Mike.
No. Because we all had our moments. I took a ride on the jet ski when the other parents were watching my kids. It was fine. Everybody was watching out for everybody else. That's why we had that situation come up.
I don't know. I think you are a hero now that I think about it.
I don't think I'm a hero. I think I've balanced the equation on the boat. I think I've done good on the boat.
Can I see that one more time?
No, you can not after that. No, you may not.
Will you just hold it up?
It's forever.
Just hold it up closer?
Yes.
Right. More now on a different piece of paper.
I just got the phone number.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to call Central Services.
Oh, God.
I'd like to report.
Like my little moment.
I'd like to report this,
Barbie,
man.
And for me to tell a little hero story on the show here.
Well, congratulations, Mike.
But you'll be happy to know that on the boat there was much revelry when we were discussing, how I said, does this count? Does this count as a rescue? And it was like, and that was when the other desert, well, I thought you were going to kill me with the wake you left.
You know, seriously.
So it wasn't I don't know. I mean,
I would have to say because you did jump in.
Yeah.
Counts.
Yeah.
Counts.
I was glad I got there. I mean, the other dad would have gotten to it 5 seconds later.
It was in water.
But I mean, it was when you're out on the river, it's weird because the wind and the current and stuff. I've seen big, strong guys actually have trouble getting to the boat because of the current and.
Where were all the other coward dads, though?
All the one dad was. If I hadn't gotten to this kid, the other dad was maybe 6 swimming strokes away.
Where were the other dads?
The other dad? Well, there were only 3 dads on board.
Oh, I got you.
There were 3 dads on board, and there were 2 dads, myself and this other guy, and then the other dad that was out in the water. So it was, this kid was just in between. He was in between. He was trying to make it back, and it's just weird with the current and stuff like that. I don't even like being in that water because you all of a sudden the wind will pick up and you have trouble swimming against the current, and I have a lot of body mass.
Have I ever told you?
You know, and seriously, when I did, even though this
you're
is not
my
a
hero.
Thank you. You know, this is not a testament to my swimming ability.
You are the wind
beneath your wings.
Beneath my wings.
But I mean, what can I say, Don? It's all in a day's work for Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara doesn't play like that. When Mike O'Mara sees a kid in the water in distress, Mike O'Mara is in that water, swimming to beat the band. And it was just a moment after the kid finally, maybe it was the stress of the moment, maybe it was that last 20 feet where my feet weren't touching bottom, and I was swimming with the kid. When I got to the boat, I thought maybe the big one was going to happen.
Oh, dear.
Because it was...
What a heart attack.
I haven't done exercise like that in about 3.5 years. We're just going, bam, bam, bam. But you know what? As soon as I took my 3rd sip of beer after that, it's fine.
You will find no harsher critic than I, yet yeah. I must also say, hero.
Yeah.
Even with the touching bottom?
Yep.
Yeah. It's about 2 feet of water.
Thank God you had your floaties on.
My swimmies?
Yeah.
Okay, I have my swimmies on.
I guess God didn't need a disc jockey.
Well, you know, the thing I hated more than anything else was I was going to try to make it through the day without having to take my shirt off. There you go. But you can't rescue somebody wearing a T-shirt. There's a price for heroism.
Hey, you made it, Mike.
You know, everybody.
For a hero, it counts.
Yeah, I mean, it was worth that boy's life for everybody to see my mitts.
Were you wearing your big Marlon Brando shirt?
Yeah, it was, no.
Groupie tie?
No, it was a tie. Yeah, I had a little white guy on my shoulder.
Got a break. That counts.
Does it count?
Yeah.
It counts.
Yeah.
Yay.
That counts.
Yeah, now I can break something on his boat again and it won't matter.
And Mike, I happen to know, and we'll find out in a moment,
yes,
that both you and I together saved a life on this show on Wednesday.
We did indeed.
So you're one up on me.
All right.
Right here.
Yes, there he is. True.
That was a dead man.
Yeah, that's a man
life.
Who was actually hurting.
That was a dead man in the hospital.
You both rescued him.
Dead man pooping.
On Wednesday, when we called him.
Yeah.
Find out what happened to Buzz right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Boy, it's like clockwork the way your pain comes. I'll get you your narwhal paw. Forgive me for prattling away and making you feel all oogie.
The Don and Mike Show. A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
That was for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Like clockwork, the way your pain
poops. It is.
You can set your watch by it.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can...
You have pulled the Sprint PCS voicemail box.
Oh, good.
Sorry, please try again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Well, that didn't work.
I guess I can't pull the message.
I guess not.
And I had a very nice message from Buzz saying that he was out of the hospital.
Everybody was sending people nice messages over the weekend.
Yes, we missed each other.
Can you hear that?
Do you think that's airworthy?
Yeah, well, I do.
Now, will this be your Ted Williams message to Mike? Or?
I left Mike 2 messages. One on the day that he died.
Yes.
and one on the day that I found out they were cutting his head off. The son wanted the head cut off.
Right.
And I think the most important thing to keep in mind here is your restrained glee, because you really don't want to sound as happy as you really are, and you really do, like, chortle at times. He's a happy man.
Give me a moment. Are you cycling through your messages? I don't know why I couldn't pull mine up, Buzz.
I don't either. I called you the morning of July 4th to say that I'd gotten out the night before and that everything was great.
You pay your cell phone bill?
Yes.
No, I'm not talking. I was talking to Don, because he could have pulled his up. Because they'll just shut you right out if you don't pay the bill.
Mm.
That's how they get you.
You got a mic?
Not yet.
What are you doing?
These are probably all the other sympathy calls.
Listening to his other messages.
All the other Ted Williams calls.
It has to ring enough times to work.
Oh, I got it.
One of those is a call from Ted Williams' son saying, now listen, I can save you the leg, but only through the 10th.
How much would you pay for an earlobe?
Okay, go ahead, bring it
up. How much for a rib?
You gotta put it on hold.
Okay.
Press 1 to send a message. Press 2 press to one. Change your personal option. First saved message.
Hi, Mike. I know it's vacation, and I don't have anything important to tell you. I just want to say this is Teddy Ballgame. I'm feeling too perky because I'm dead. I'm sure you knew, but just in case you did not, I wanted to be the one to tell you.
And you were.
At least that fag, yeah, is still alive. Okay, goodbye. See you on Monday.
End of message.
That was the first.
To erase this message, press 7. To save it, press 9.
When erased. No.
Message erased.
Okay. Sorry.
Next message.
And here's the other one for me.
Tell me, wish it for your birthday. I could have bought some of Ted Williams' DNA. Because I'm sure you're reading his son wants them to decapitate the body and freeze the head. Any ball game. All right. See you tomorrow. What are the knives and plates? Or ice cream bowls? All right. Goodbye there, Mike. I'm very dead now. I wanted to cut my head off and freeze it. Goodbye.
Who's not drunk?
End of message.
I thought you were hammered when you called me.
The problem is when I try to do Major Bill.
You sound drunk. Yes.
At the very end.
Teddy ball game.
Mike, that would have been a much better gift than ice cream bowls. That's what I gave Mike.
Yeah, he gave me dad and daughter ice cream bowls.
Oh, very nice.
I gave Mike for his birthday some plates, some pasta.
Oh, God.
Ice cream bowls.
But I didn't have my phone with me, and then when I turned it on, I got that message that you were, in fact, the first person to inform me of the passing of the great Teddy ball game.
You call him Teddy ball game.
Ted Williams. Teddy ball game.
Teddy ball. Ted Williams dead at 80 something.
I'm just not feeling too perky.
Not perky at all, man. I tell you right now. And then the decapitated body. That's some kind of kid, isn't he? That son.
Great son.
Chip off the old block.
So the message that I'm not able to pull up from my phone was from Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
About 9:30. On the morning of the 4th of July.
The euphoric Buzz?
Yeah. A very happy Buzz.
Very happy.
The message said, hey, it's me. I'm at home. I'm on my goofy painkillers.
Yes, right. Was.
And I want to thank you and Mike, because I think you're a big reason that I got treated better and I'm out of the hospital.
When last we checked in with Buzz last week on the show, Buzz simply required all he could ingest, which was a cup of apple juice.
And they had none.
And the hospital was completely out of apple juice.
You have no idea. This is a hospital staple. I mean, I was at a point where I could only sip what they call clear liquids from a clear liquid diet. Well, it was water, which I'd had plenty of and was sick of.
Right.
They had this kind of beef broth made from powder.
That's like the worst.
Just horrible stuff.
Mm. Anytime you have anything digestive, you can't eat any solid food.
Exactly. Or I could have apple juice normally. They were out of it. They had no apple juice. They said, no.
Have you no apple juice?
In the entire hospital.
In the entire hospital. So thanks to you guys, I mean, you called and really stirred things up at the hospital where I was staying. I created a great deal of excitement. As I mentioned, management, the executive staff of the hospital sent up a 16-ounce bottle of apple juice.
they really put themselves out.
It's all
that.
They had, but that's what they could get there most quickly. Otherwise, right. They were out of apple juice. Another listener sent a half gallon jug of apple juice, which was great. And then, of course, the case you had couriered over of Nantucket Nectar apple juice that I received.
And then you, for the better part of the week, you had chronic diarrhea. Is that right?
No, actually. No, it was a good thing. And, I, you know, my system was starting back up again, as they require you to do.
Did anyone give you an extra sponge bath or anything besides the apple juice?
I did get a sponge bath, but it was not satisfactory. It
really?
Was not a satisfactory bath.
Was there any anal play during the sponge bath?
No, sadly, and that's one of my complaints. But I'd been there for 3 days, and I was unwashed, and I was itchy, and I really, really
all the more
needed.
Reason for anal play and servicing.
Exactly. That's the best
time. If you're going to get a sponge bath, I think that's the area that really you need tending to.
Needed it the most, and they didn't get that.
You watch it, because you're stealing that anal play.
No, I am not. I swear to God,
you're,
I'm not.
You're stealing that from us.
I was saying...
My sex stories I'm not allowed to talk about.
I was basically wondering about his sponge bath, and yes. That it would seem to me if you're in a hospital, and especially down there when you're having those issues that Buzz has,
sweating,
you'd want a thorough, complete sponge bath.
Some anal play.
With some anal play.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Having a nice start.
You know,
just a little stimulation.
For the record, I told Mike some of the stuff that I'm not allowed to talk about on the radio.
Yeah. Right.
It's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
Well, as you said, it is fracturingly funny. But you know what? Of all that, you know, the previous thing mentioned, that's not what fascinates me. It was the other thing. That really gets to me.
That's amazing.
Right.
That's the one that I'm like, perceived to be out of left field.
I'm still going to have to hear that.
Anyway, Buzz, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. So I finally got the apple juice. Well, anything else? Did they do anything else special for you?
Treatment began to get better. You know, I mentioned the roommate that I had who I was not very happy with. Well, they wheeled him out of there.
Did they really?
Well, like to 10, 15 minutes after you guys called.
Hey,
They
gave you a private room.
Roommates,
that's good.
Gone, yeah. So suddenly it was a private room. And then a few hours later, or an hour or so later, I guess, my doctor showed up. And as anybody who's had surgery in the hospital, they don't let you go until you pass gas and your bowels start moving again.
Even women that have had a baby, that's one of the
things. That's right. Well, I had not reached that point. There was some kind of slow recovery. The apple juice wasn't getting it. Well, the lack of apple juice wasn't getting me started.
Right.
But my doctor put her stethoscope sort of down there and heard rumbling sounds, which I'd been hearing. And
down there around your duke?
Yeah. Well, no. You know, lower abdomen.
Lower abdomen.
To make sure the intestines were working.
Yeah, you got
to
hear that kind of stuff going.
And she did. She heard that funny thing. And by that point, the hospital was sick of the controversy. I mean, they had gotten a number of phone calls from you. They were
sound they were looking for.
Yes, there's my stomach growling. And that was a good sign to the doctor. That was the kind of growling she wanted to hear.
Let me just put the stethoscope down here, Mr. Burbank. Let's listen. Oh, that's not good. He needs more apple juice.
So my doctor heard this growling, and it was at that point, and because I'd caused so much trouble at the hospital, I guess, that we all had, and you with your phone calls, which were so helpful to me, they were eager to get rid of me, even though my system had not technically started working. That didn't happen until after I got home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Burbank has passed gas.
And then the music played.
Now, one of the sidelines of this was, at one point, we tried to call our friend, my friend, he's become your friend and yours.
Right.
Tom,
right.
You know, the doctor.
Yes.
I don't want to say his last name.
Right.
Damn it. He left a message on his machine.
Right.
Saying that,
just call him Doc.
Saying that you were in that hospital.
Right.
Right by where his office is. And he told me. Now, I've not heard the message yet.
Right.
But he left. Hey, sweetie? Honey.
Frida?
Hey, honey? Hold on a second.
She's lost her. You weren't piping through the phone.
No, I didn't have it set up correctly. He didn't quite grasp.
I think she's calling you, right?
I think she's on warm.
Well, we were out there. Hello?
Did you call me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just had the mic in the wrong position.
Oh, would you answer the other line, baby doll?
But that's me calling.
Oh. It's daddy calling on two lines.
The message from Tom. What did it say?
Sure.
Do you remember?
I told you I didn't listen to it because it was for you.
Yeah, but didn't you say that he said something like, I got your cryptic message?
Right.
The word cryptic was in there.
And he probably used the word cryptic sarcastically, right? Because you were pretty direct as far as, taking care of our friend Buzz.
I don't know. I've not heard the message yet.
I bet he had something to do with Buzz's... I bet our friend had something to do with that guy getting wheeled out of there.
Yeah,
couldn't
me too. Yeah.
I think the apple juice, yeah, but as far as the guy getting wheeled out... So it was like minutes later they wheeled the guy out?
Absolutely. Roommate gone. Out of there. Apple juice everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bart, hang up for a second.
He is hanging up.
Hey, babe.
Nothing like a private room in a hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I wanted to just tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I told Mike.
Off the air.
All the stuff.
I'm waiting to hear what you told him. Now I know.
All the stuff.
Yeah, off the air, though. Well, it was all off the air
from the 4th.
Well, that's perfectly fine.
Now, hold on.
Not perfectly fine, but...
I'm going to put you on hold. And, Mike, you tell Frida what you found to be the most amusing part.
Okay. I can say that without... Without even saying anything.
Right. Okay, hold on a second. And I'm going to turn his microphone off. So now you just tell her. And Mike's voice can't be heard now.
Right.
Mike is now.
Telling Frida his reaction to what you told him?
Uh-huh. Well, there were many parts of the sex story involving this other couple.
Yeah.
And... I thought you were just going...
It's become a whole conversation.
I thought you were just gonna. Is she back?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what amazed me.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I was just sharing that with your wife.
I can't wait.
That's the part that he found the most amazing.
Did you find that amazing too?
No, I wish you had have talked to me before you even, because there are many comments that I would have felt, okay to make, but you've already opened the door too wide, so I cannot say anything now.
None of it's been on the air.
Yeah, I cannot tell you what. If I tell you what's been on the air, I'll be repeating what was on the air.
Well, nothing was really on the air.
But nothing's been on the air.
Nothing has.
Yes, I know you say that. But I know what I heard. And if I say the reasons that I feel my hands are tied now in this discussion, I would only be repeating the things that I didn't particularly.
Huh?
And, for quite some long time.
All you knew
is what I told you.
Yeah, I know. So now you made it where I can't talk in anything but confusing conundrum.
Yeah, we're confusing our listeners now. There's no doubt about it.
I don't mean to confuse our listeners.
Because we should have had a plan going into this radio program.
Yeah, we could have been a bit more cunning.
Yeah. And we could have devised a way where we could have said and all anonymity would have been granted to every party, and we could have had a lively discussion on the values.
Right.
And so, you know what we have to do? Like 2 months down the road, we have to have a generic discussion, because I think that would be an interesting topic.
So do I.
I agree. I think it's fascinating.
So do I.
Absolutely.
Today. We cannot touch it today, so we'll just have
all
to...
All right, honey.
And put it on the... Get Rob to put it in his Rolodex like brain for
amen. Time.
2 months from now. Okay, all right, love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye-bye. See
you later.
There you go.
And you did have, as you said, you had a great 4th.
Yeah,
sounds like it.
No.
And the happy ending, by the way, to the apple juice story is that you made an entire floor of a hospital happy because I had this case of apple juice, and now I'm allowed to leave. Now I'm checked out. The doctor says I can go.
Oh, but I wanted you to hoard it.
Well, it's very nice of you, but now...
You gave it away?
I did. I gave it, in fact, to the hospital and had them distribute it to the pediatric ward, the kids' ward there, and other people. And before I left, as I was getting dressed, the nurse stuck her head in and said that at least 2 patients had thanked me so far for receiving apple juice. So it was
apple
a nice,
juice, and
happy
you didn't get
ending.
Any food, right?
No, I never did get any food.
Of course, hospitals aren't really known for good eating, anyway.
So it's just as well.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
So how you doing, guy? How was your 4th of July?
Ain't it?
Oh, it was a good one. You had it right. Did you go see fireworks?
Ain't it?
You didn't.
No, you didn't.
Ain't it?
How come?
Ain't it?
Just doing better things. Did you party?
Ain't it?
There you go.
Party a little too much?
Ain't it?
Ah, he did.
You have any anal play?
Ain't it?
Oh, the usual amount of anal play. How do you line up on?
Let me ask you: is it an exit or an entrance?
Ain't it?
He likes it.
There you go. Oh, my God.
How you doing? Otherwise, you would go, how you doing?
Yeah, like that. Let me ask you, how you doing, guy? Have you ever been a receiver?
Hey, you did.
No way.
Because you've always been the pitcher?
But you've been a giver?
Hey, Dad.
There you go. Usually after a few cocktails, right? How you doing, guy?
All right. Goodbye. How you doing, guy? All right. See you later.
You know, we've really developed a relationship with him.
And all he ever says is, how you doing?
And we can totally communicate without him having to say anything but how you doing.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
You guys rocking. That's for Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I wonder if you guys caught the Brian Wilson show last night, the True Hollywood Story.
It was, I think, really one of the best E! True Hollywood Stories I'd ever seen. It was really, really well done, and they had more footage than they normally have in that situation.
Lots of the A-hole dad, right?
Yeah, and lots of Al Jardine, you know, talking about, lots of pictures of Dennis Wilson, who really, when you look at the old footage, you know, you talk about Brian being messed up, but
his trumpet is unbelievable, and he sings like an angel. The guy is absolutely great.
My favorite part was when they talked about when Brian became the father. I believe it's Carney. When Carney was born, how Brian would crawl into the baby's crib and sleep with the baby.
Not only is she a pretty girl, but she's a great